This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back with comprehensive insurance.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations, and we thank them for carrying the program. And special thanks go out also to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the country and around the world via the satellite and the internet streaming, plus our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail haulers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information about the radio show, and take advantage of some of the goodies that are over there, too. All right, here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood and time to say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words in this Easter weekend, Passover weekend. We emphasize the words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to start out by saying that justice, I guess, was served in the case of a family, a mother and a father that kept their kids chained up and restrained, locked in filthy, unsanitary conditions for a number of years. And one of the girls, I guess, escaped and called 911. And that's how this all was found out about, I believe, a couple of years ago or so. And the parents have been convicted to lifetime in prison, sentenced to lifetime in prison after being convicted. And they'll have to serve a minimum of 25 years.
That's right, Captain. And this, of course, is a story here in Southern California. It's getting a lot of coverage, obviously. It was back in January of 2018. I think one of their kids, a 17-year-old girl, did escape. She was actually able to contact law enforcement. And then after that, law enforcement went to their home, and they did discover that kids had been chained up. They said the smell of human waste and so forth was just overwhelming. This was a lot of years in the making, and even at sentencing, I think a couple of the different children spoke, talked about how their lives have been taken away, but how they're taking their lives back now. So that's right, life in prison for these two parents who obviously were just a terrible, did terrible, awful things that they're now going to be paying for.
Now, obviously, the big story of the weekend on all the talking head shows come Sunday is still going to be the Mueller report. This is going to continue to be there because of circumstances that are going on right now, and I'll get to one of those in a minute. But some of the information that we are hearing about right now are the connection between George Soros, the Obama re-election campaign, which changed its name and now is operating along with the UN refugee program with this invasion, I guess that's the lack of better words, I'll call it the invasion of people that are coming in from Central and South America, some of whom are not even from there. They're being brought in from other countries around the world.
Well, that's right. And again, this just seems to get worse and worse, and we're finding out more about this. And
this was in the documents, and that's the only reason I know about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And I think, Captain, of course, a lot of things seem to be mentioned in the Mueller report, but we're going to be also seeing, I think, what the Inspector General comes up with in terms of some of these other players, because people have been asking the question, and rightly so, well, what about the emails? What about connections between the Clintons? For
that's example? Coming in the next round with the what they call the IG, which is going to come out maybe next month, I'm hearing, sometime next month.
Right, exactly.
Not this Doc 2 or whatever they're calling it, but
no.
This is the coming with the IG report.
Exactly. And so, again, what we're finding is that there is a lot more to this whole situation than we ever really knew. And I think it's going to be very far-reaching. I think the American public will be very shocked, of course, when a lot of these things, when the veil is taken away and they're able to see what's been going on behind the scenes. We've seen such a movement, of course, by the left, by the far left, and many in the news media to try to simply put a bunch of stuff on Donald Trump and make it look bad and get him out of office. But we're going to find out that it gets worse than we ever thought with some of these other players.
Right. And we're headed up on a hard break here in about 30 seconds, but I'm just going to throw this out there. We now have heard Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, become the first 2020 Democratic presidential candidate to actually call for the impeachment of President Donald Trump.
She certainly has, and I think part of that, Captain, is trying to get her name into the news.
Yeah.
And simply trying to be relevant.
It's an act of desperation on her part.
Yeah, it's a stunt.
She just hired 161 people to work for her in 37 states.
Well, she's definitely trying to get her just be relevant about anything at this point. It's so crowded out there in that the 2020 hopefuls.
Well, last I heard, and this was the people that were actually out there running around, there's 27 of them that have declared and are actively out on the campaign trail, some of whom you're not hearing about because they don't have a chance in hell of getting elected.
Well, exactly, because right now, of course, we're hearing about Bernie. You know, we're not hearing about some of these others either, but you're right, it's very crowded, and that's why she's trying to break through the noise.
All right, hold that thought, and we're going to talk about Bernie. We're going to talk about some other things. I've got Attorney General William Barr, short clip there to play as well, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
9 a.m. to noon on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We appreciate you very much, and welcome to Tampa. He is broadcasting from a studio right over my right shoulder now in Tampa, because he's now moved down here to the Clearwater Beach area. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the David E. Garrett Jewelers Company. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business that offers excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anybody's attention. So, visit them at their website, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. That's Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com, to shop for thousands of available items, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler that you can trust. Back to Kyle Warner, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Here's William Barr and something that we did not play yesterday, talking about the Russians and that the Russians did not have the cooperation of Trump, the Trump campaign, or assistance of anybody in the Trump administration. Here we go.
I'd also like to thank Special Counsel Robert Mueller for his service and the thoroughness of his investigation, particularly his work exposing the nature of Russia's attempts to interfere in our electoral process. As you know, one of the primary purposes of the special counsel's investigation was to determine whether President Trump's campaign or any individual associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere in the 2016 election. Volume 1 of the special counsel's report describes the results of that investigation. As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed.
Now, what we just heard is exactly what the report said. And what we heard a few minutes after that from a player whose name hasn't been mentioned much, because quite honestly, he's not that relevant, but Representative Elijah Cummins, Democrat from Maryland, long-term congressman, been around long enough to where it's time for him to be retired, too. He is the chair of the House Oversight Committee, and he said that the House may wait impeaching President Donald Trump, but they first have to wait to get the full picture of what Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation had to say when they call him to the Congress to testify next month.
Well, you know, Captain, what they're doing, this congressman and others in the media and other government or high-level Democrats, they are simply trying to continue this farce as long as they possibly can. So now, because if you remember, it was just waiting until Mueller gets his report done. Now the report is done. It didn't say what they wanted to say. So now they're going to have to call Mueller and Barr up to the Hill, have some hearings to do exactly what you were just saying, right? To find out what's really going on here. When Attorney General Barr quite clearly articulated what's really going on here. And I might say as well, Captain, that it's so sad that there are so many people in this country, and the Democrat Party elite and others, who are upset, literally upset, that their president is not a foreign agent or dupe of another foreign power. It's just unbelievable.
And then you've got the normal cast of characters, Jim Scarborough, or Joe Scarborough, geez, I can't read this, and Michael Steele, who are on MSNBC, and this is what they had to say initially.
Oh, after everybody's read it, he's just going to look worse.
Well, this is the part that I scratched my head over, what little bit of hair I have left. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, why do you need to prepare rebuttal? If
what are you rebutting?
What are you rebutting?
Must be upset about what you're seeing.
All the pre-scripting of this from the White House, and the president has been, as we just saw in the clip, no collusion. I'm completely exonerated. Well, I don't need to have a rebuttal to an exoneration.
And I don't really, tell you, I'm worried about what happened to the country here. I'm worried about what happened to our election
process.
Well,
that's never been a concern, Mika. That's never been a concern, what happens to the country. This is the concern, as you saw in the clip with the first daughter and the president himself, is about how this concerns the president and how it impacts him. And what, to your point, Joe, is so damaging, and I think this is what I've been hearing around town in D.C. over the last few days, just the shock, even among Republicans, at what Barr has done here.
Hello,
the way
gone.
He's played this has really surprised and hurt a lot of people.
Hurt a lot of people. Well, yeah, it hurt a lot of Democrats.
It sure did. And you know, Captain, I don't know if these folks understand that when someone brings charges, false charges against you, in any kind of a situation, a legal situation, what have you, you might want to prepare a rebuttal to those things so that you can defend yourself. You know, nobody who's ever been accused of anything that never said, well, I don't have to mount any defense. That's crazy. President Trump saw that these forces were coming at him, and they had to be ready. This has taken a very long time. Mueller had virtually unlimited budget, virtually unlimited time, and talked to everybody and their uncle regarding President Trump. And so obviously they're going to be ready for something that's going to come their way. Gee whiz.
Yeah, and there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. And, folks, I am speaking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, again, we've got this impeachment parade that's starting to line up again. And Steny Hoyer says that it's not worthwhile at this time. That's the way he qualified this. Nancy Pelosi said Congress will defend the Constitution. She didn't really give an answer, in other words. Other people that are chiming in, AOC has agreed to sign on to the resolution from Ilhan Omar about the impeachment resolution that she's got out there. We understand that there may be something going on in the Senate because one of the Democratic senators talked about bringing up impeachment. I forget which one it was, but I heard it in passing yesterday. But you've got the usual cast of characters. You've got ambulance chasers, these attorneys, Nadler, for example. They call him a slip and fall attorney. Have you heard him, Levin call him that?
Oh yeah, I heard that earlier today. Yes.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But you've got Nadler, you've got Schiff, the slip and fall attorneys, if you will, and they're out there and they really don't understand what's going on here. It's a tremendous opportunity for the country to finally come together and say, okay, we got jobs we have to do. It's time for us to do what the American people elected us to do. But instead of doing that, they're doing everything else but.
That's exactly right, Captain. Their whole, claim to fame is going to be, we hate Trump, we're not Trump, we don't like Trump, we don't like Trump tweeting, et cetera, et cetera. God forbid that they would actually start trying to get legislation accomplished in a bipartisan way so they could try to take some credit for all the good stuff that's happening in America. But don't worry, they won't take my advice.
And then you got your little buddy out there in your backyard, this Representative Swalwell running for president, saying that the Attorney General Barr must resign right now.
Well, of course, that's his shtick. That's what he's going to do.
Well, he's an idiot.
Well, you know, I think they're all trying to break through the noise, but Attorney General Barr...
They're all trying to be relevant, but they're all on the same path. Get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. That's what it is.
Well, of course, and all that will be their undoing. There's not one Democrat candidate who has an actual message about actually trying to do something. The only person that comes close is not even a Democrat. He'd be running as an independent. That was Howard Schultz. He's no fan of Trump, but at least he's talking about other things.
They have to, because if they don't, they're going to become non-relevant. And by the way, they're already alienating their voting base. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition is coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kathy, tell them how to call us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who wants to sit behind the Oval Office at the White House in 2020, is calling on Congress to start impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro tells CNN he sees both sides.
Is there a political risk in pursuing impeachment? Of course the answer is yes. There is a political risk for Democrats. We saw what happened to Republicans in 1998 when they tried to impeach Bill Clinton. But I also think that there is an even greater risk to the country in doing nothing.
The Justice Department said Friday the subpoena issued by House Democrats for the full special counsel report is unnecessary. Justice Department spokesperson Carrie Kupik says Attorney General William Barr released a report with minimal redactions. David and Louise Turpin were sentenced Friday to 25 years to life for abusing 12 of their 13 children. They pleaded guilty in February to charges including torture and false imprisonment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Is better in the United States than they're right.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Well, Monday through Friday, we are a four-hour show. We start at 2 a.m. in the morning live Eastern Time, and we go until 6. We're played at different times around the country in different time zones, and we're played delayed in some areas as well. But on the weekends, we're a three-hour show, but we still start at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the all-new social media website called Hub.life. That's Hub spelled H-U-B.life. Now, you know, a lot of social media companies are getting big and big and big, and they're doing all sorts of things. They block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. And now there's a new alternative in social media called Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B. And they give their members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom, God, basic decency, and wave the flag all you want. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail or Twitter jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join. Never a crime to express your beliefs. That's Hub. HUB.life. And I'm over there. I have a page over there. And Kyle Warren put a page over there, too, didn't you?
That's right. I'm over at Hub.life.
Yep. So you're hubbing it, too.
That's right.
All right. Now, I've got a short clip here of someone who we haven't heard from in a long time, and that's Barney Franks. And Barney Franks got into a conversation with Chris Matthews this week, and he was talking about the respectability that's been lost in Congress. Wait till you hear this analogy from Barney Frank. Here we go.
Barney, I remember I was thrilled years ago. It must have been an HRC, a human rights thing in Philadelphia. It must have been 20 years ago. And you talked to a really young crowd, mostly young guys in their 20s and their early 30s. And you said, keep up hope. It's going to get better.
Without question. One of the things that occurred to me that I realized when I came out, Chris, in 87, and we did some good polling, John Martella, great pollster, Tom Kiley. And I became convinced of an interesting point. When people were asked if they thought I'd get hurt because I was voluntarily acknowledging being gay, 44% said I was going to get hurt. That's pretty close to 50. But then when they were asked, well, are you personally less likely to vote for him? It was 22%. And that 22% were people who wouldn't have voted for me ever under any circumstances. So what I realized was, a lot of Americans were not homophobic, but thought they were supposed to be. And as more of us came out and our reality confronted the prejudice, we made great gains. And even I did say, yeah, my marriage to Jim was a big deal in the national press. But by the time I came out, by 2012, actually being gay had become more respectable than being a congressman.
Wow.
Well, wow is right.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because, you know, he's talking about, you know, for example, Buttigieg, right, who's an openly gay individual.
And, that's what the conversation was about, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think that the American voter, I think they're literally listening for what are people saying, what kind of a president would they be if they were elected. They're looking for this very, very carefully. And they're going to be contrasting it, Captain, with what's going on under this presidency. So I think that there's less of an impact on the race in general. But I think people are listening for those hallmarks of what does this mean for our country? What does it mean for our economy? And should I vote for person A or person B? I don't think they care if it's a woman or whatever. I think that they're looking for the candidate.
We got some news yesterday that the President Trump, is going to visit Japan sometime in late May, and he's going to meet the new emperor there. But on that news, Mike Pompeo, who will be traveling with him, rebutted North Korea's demand to freeze him out of the talks with North Korea because North Korea said, well, we don't want Pompeo involved in this anymore.
Well, right, and that tells me something, Captain. It tells me that obviously, you know, he's playing a pretty hard game with them. The president, of course, is the ultimate decider on any of these kinds of negotiations with North Korea. But certainly, Mike Pompeo has proven himself to be a pretty tough cookie and somebody who's obviously rattling the North Koreans enough where they think he's not going to be a pushover for them. So I think that it's actually sort of a compliment that they're thinking that they don't want him around. But they're going to get to some kind of good opportunity here, but they can only do it. Remember what Ronald Reagan taught us, and that was the peace through strength, these kinds of things. If you're going to negotiate with Gorbachev, for example, you've got to be able to back it all up. And that's the tack I think Pompeo and President Trump are taking in North Korea.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, since we talk to him at least five nights a week. This week at 6 because Wayne, with Passover and Easter, had other commitments, and that's fine. Now, one last little thing here before we go where we're going to go next. The president lost his bid legally to block California immigration sanctuaries laws. So what do you think?
Well, you know, this is one of those things, again, that's coming out of the Ninth Circuit, right? Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So again,
the president always has the bully pulpit in this. And so perhaps if it goes up to a higher court, that may be. But this is going to be part and parcel of President Trump and his presidency for a long time to come, I'm afraid. But again, especially with the 2020 campaign on the horizon now, he may have the ability to get more people understanding what's really going on when these judges strike everything down that he ever says.
Right. And the other thing is visa overstays now have become a bigger immigration crisis than the Mexican border and the illegals coming in. They came out with a number yesterday, the immigration folks, and said they believe there's as many as 12 million visa overstays here in the country.
That's right. And I think even in 2016, some 320,000 people appear to have overstayed their visas. What happens, though, Captain, is most of the people who have come in on a visa, they've come in to visit or this kind of thing. They end up staying, and they end up sort of disappearing into the society. It's not the same kind of thing as those who have come across the border illegally, for example. And others may have come in. They may have already been married, for example, to a U.S. citizen. But even so, that doesn't change the fact that they overstayed their visa. And that's where some of these cases could be decided. And they might get deported eventually.
And, of course, our vice president yesterday spoke up and he said, hey, it's time for Congress to do its job on immigration and stop just kicking a can down the road. It's time for them to do their job. And with visa overstays having a more significant impact on immigration than illegal border crossings, it's something that we've got to pay attention to.
Well, of course, and like we were talking about earlier, you know, God forbid that Democrats would ever want to try to get any kind of legislation done with this president or with the Republican Senate, for example, because it might make it look like they're working with Trump. But goodness gracious me, they had the great opportunity of doing something about DACA, for example. Trump would have given it to him on a silver platter. All he needed was wall funding. They had a chance to take something back to their quote-unquote their constituents and say, look what we're doing. But they decided no, because of the anti-Trump sentiment and the hate Trump and all this kind of stuff. But that's right. Vice President Pence is right. Congress needs to be able to fix these things, and with gridlock, we don't fix anything.
Yeah. And, folks, I've been speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. He's been on the program every night this week so far. We are on live 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday. Kyle has been our leadoff guest. And, Kyle, you do a bang-up job. Everybody enjoys hearing from you. So tell us how we can hear your fine little radio show.
Well, thank you, Captain. I appreciate it. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll be talking to you on Monday morning, bright and early, 0200.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome.
All righty. And, doggone, I forgot to tell him Happy Easter with him and his family. But anyway, Happy Easter, everybody. How's that? But we're going to be taking a look at the highways and byways when we come back. I can tell you that all that bad weather that was out there that came circling around the southeast yesterday and went up the middle Atlantic states and came out on the other side is now moving up, and it's mostly rain, just rain. It took me 45 minutes yesterday to go 9 miles in the height of the storm, the sideways rain that was coming down. Oh, well, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wait a minute. That's not what the president said.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, she was originally an anchor on television, her last job before she retired, an anchor on television for Fox News. And a lot of people might remember she was the overnight gal that used to do a lot of broadcasting. And on September 11th, 2001, she was actually sitting at the helm when the attacks happened at the World Trade Center, and was all hands on deck, and she pretty much worked 24 hours straight through that day. And then the very next day, she showed up over at the World Trade Center. And that's how I got to meet her. We've had a friendship ever since, and her husband Don, and they live up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us right now on 1330 WLBB. Hello to everybody there, and a big shout-out to all the guys and gals at Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to all the Fort Benning soldiers that are listening to us right now off that station. Now, Your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive Group. Next weekend, the 27th, from noon to 3 p.m., I will be at the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership, 614 North Dale Mabry in the Carrollwood section of Tampa. Be up there with a lovely Yvette from Radio Loose, and we'll have some free food. We'll have a bunch of coupons, $500 discounts off whatever vehicle you choose to buy. You'll be able to get another $500 from us for the coupon we've got. We'll be giving away a bunch of free radio stuff, and we look forward to meeting many of you there and shaking your hand and saying howdy howdy to you next Saturday from noon to 2. Now, severe thunderstorms that were capable of damaging winds, and boy, we had them yesterday. I had an unofficial gust at my house. I got one of those wind gauges and rain gauges. I had an unofficial gust at my house of 58 miles an hour. That was an unofficial gust. The rain came sideways at the same time the straight line wind came through, and it was like, whoa. But anyway, tornadoes that skipped around the south are all gone right now. The continued impact is pretty much now headed up into New England and out to sea. There's some at Cape May, New Jersey. There's some storm warnings still there. The gale warnings are up, riptide currents and everything else on the whole eastern coast from about central Georgia all the way up to central Maryland right now. So the waters are all stirred up. But it's going to be a much better day as the storms move away, and the rain that's up in New England is still there today, and it'll be going away tomorrow. You've got rain in Maryland and Delaware and Jersey, halfway across the state of Pennsylvania, southern New York, from about Elmira all the way across into Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island, and pretty much from I-87 north to Canada all the way into New England. That's where all the rain is right now. But it's going to go away, and that'll take care of that. And there will be some significant flooding in some of those areas this weekend. I will tell you that, so be careful and be on the lookout. In the meantime, scattered showers elsewhere across the country, nothing really all that bad. However, out west in Idaho, you'll have some rain in central Idaho tonight there, and it'll pretty much linger through the day. Northeastern Nevada, on the Idaho line, you will have some rain there today. And if you're going across I-80 east to Winnemucca over to Wendover, you definitely will have rain. You'll be driving in scattered showers. And in Utah, the eastern part of Utah, from north to south, from Wyoming down to the Arizona border, you've got rain there. Pretty much west of Denver, all the mountainous areas, you've got rain there going on right now. That will dissipate during the course of the day. You got some high winds in California in the lower desert, east of L.A. and east of San Jose. And then a fire threat warning right now in southeastern Arizona along I-10, and also in New Mexico along I-10 over to the east. So there you go, and some high wind warnings as well scattered around New Mexico tonight. So keep all that in mind as we continue to move along. And Dan, the man, you called right about the time Denise is going to call about 2 minutes from now, so you got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Listen, I was thinking back to the 2016 election. This part of the in 2015, 6 months before the first primary and caucuses, Jeb Bush had $100 million.
Yep.
Hillary was closing in on $1 billion.
Yep.
And what's Bernie has 17 million or whatever.
18.3 first record.
Right, 18.3. All these guys are behind the. It was almost, nobody planned it out 4 years in advance like they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only person that can really challenge President Trump's going to be Joe Biden, and that's kind of scary. I mean, most of the time, Biden was always a better potential candidate than candidate. But if he should catch fire, I mean, he's got Pennsylvania, Michigan, and
he's always been a guy that got the backing of the unions.
Yeah, and you
firefighters,
know,
police, utility workers, public workers, government workers. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That would be like a mirror reflection of each other because they can both speak the same way.
Right.
They both can speak situational depending on what the issue is at any one time.
Uh huh.
And you know, I don't think his age is going to have anything to do with it in today's age.
Okay.
Era, but I just find that to be the scary thing.
Well, we'll soon know.
Carry faith.
We'll soon know, won't we?
We will soon know.
All right, and Dan DeMann, happy Easter to you, and thanks for calling in. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Will do, and hope everybody out there that can hear my voice, hope you have a good Easter weekend.
Thank you, Dan.
All right.
All right, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. And now we go to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Mueller report is not going to go away. It's going to be around for a while, and these people are all looking over their shoulder because they've got this Mueller 2 or whatever they're calling it that's coming in with more information being given to the Congress. But to that I say, when the IG report comes out, which is going to be even more damning to some folks on the left and maybe a few on the right, they're all looking over their shoulder right now at that.
I think we're supposed to have the Horowitz IG report in June. At least that's the prediction.
That's what I thought I heard, yeah.
Yeah, so it is kind of like, you know, be careful, Democrats, what you wish for, because you have those like Lindsey Graham that are almost out there seeking major help. Because he's going on a full-blown attack.
Right.
So, yeah, be careful. And, I, you know, as I said yesterday in the show, you know, the Mueller report is one thing, but it would be very fascinating to take the Huber report, whenever that comes.
Right.
And the Horowitz report and overlay those two as far as the timeline is concerned. Because this stuff begins at least in 2014, and that gave us the Obama administration, the John Kerry State Department, the John Brennan CIA, and the Comey FBI. So, yeah, be careful. And I would say the Lynch Department of Justice. Be very careful what they ask for.
Yeah, and of course, Russia, which everybody's trying to push and still push people down people's throats. That, well, Russia's involved and Russia did this. We know one thing that Russia did, and we in Florida, the state that you and I are sitting in right now, need to really pay attention to this because we don't know what county it was, but one of the county supervisors of elections offices was hacked into by the Russians, and we don't even know how much information they did or did not get, but the speculation is they got all the voter records.
Well, yeah. They had done that to more than one state. What's particularly interesting about the mention of the state of Florida is because apparently the company that manufactures the software,
mm-hmm.
And possibly the hardware, I'd have to go back and read the exact text, for voting machines is in Florida.
Right. Okay, and hold that thought. And when we come back, folks, and by the way, I'm going to answer a question with Denise. I've heard so many people say, well, George Soros owns all the voting machines. That's why we got all the problem, because George Soros owns all the voting machines. And when we come back, we're going to give you an answer to that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.